Indeed, this is the Pulse, the show that brings you the latest in the music world and fresh new music. My name's Daryl Ong.
And I'm Ofnil Ting. Coming right up, we speak to funk soul hip-hop act Saint Kylo about his debut single. It's called Bad Bad. And also some fresh new tunes that you might have missed out on over the week.
That's right. But first up, as usual, this is a segment that we like to call... By the way, Drake breaking more records this week, this time dethroning the Beatles as the artist with the most top 5 hits in Billboard Hot 100 history. Drake has now 30, while the Beatles have 29, and the Beatles actually held on to the top 5 mark for over 55 years, having last reached the region in 1970 with the long and winding road For You Blue, which spent 2 weeks at number 1. For Drake, this feat was made possible thanks to his collaboration with DJ Khaled and Lil Baby. It's called Staying Alive, and additionally, he became the first artist in history to earn 100 top 20 hits on the Billboard Hot 100. In June, of course, Drake released his 7th studio album, Honestly, Nevermind, an LP that made him have 10 number 1 albums on the Billboard 200 since the chart began. With that, he joined the likes of the Beatles again, who has a lead with a record 19 number 1s, Jay-Z has 14, Bruce Springsteen and Barbara Streisand each with 11. In just an hour of the album's release, it became Apple Music's biggest dance album ever, breaking the streaming site's record for the first day streams worldwide. This record-breaking milestone comes after he had to postpone his Young Money reunion performance with Lil Wayne and Nicki Minaj after he tested positive for COVID-19 earlier this month. Drake breaking more records.
I think it's easy to hit on the man, but credit where credit is due.
Indeed.
By the way, Weezer recently announced a mini 5-night residency on Broadway, which will be part of their 4-part EP project called Seasons, spelled S-Z-N-Z. It was supposed to take place in September, but lead singer Rivers Cuomo has just announced that their shows were cancelled by Broadway due to low ticket sales. Ooh. He broke the news to fans via Discord and added that he's very sorry to be delivering this news after they've already invested so much time, thought and emotion into this project. Tickets for the cancelled show started at $150 and went all the way up to $320. Prior to the show's cancellation, the reaction from fans were very mixed, with many claiming that the tickets were too expensive, which posed the question if there were enough diehard Weezer fans with that much disposable income to afford the show at all. Back in 2009, Green Day premiered their ultra-successful Broadway show American Idiot and even won a Grammy for Best Musical Show Album. As for Weezer though, it's back to the drawing board. Maybe better luck next year?
Yeah, maybe better luck next year. From Weezer, we move to some news about Solange Knowles, who has just composed a score for the New York City Ballet, becoming the first black woman to do so. And of course, while her sister Beyoncé just released the house dance heavy album Renaissance, Solange is taking things in a different direction with the piece composed for the chamber ensemble and will be choreographed by Gianna Ryson, who in 2017 became the youngest choreographer to work with the NYCB. The score, which is still untitled, will premiere on September 28th at the Lincoln Center as part of NYCB's Fall Fashion Gala, with additional performances in October and May. This is the first bit of music since her 2019 album When I Get Home, which also came with a companion film. Solange, an artist who's familiar with penning down scores in November 2020, she was selected to score You Love Me, advertisement for Beats by Dr. Dre, and as a performing artist, under her belt, she has a number of performances for museums and galleries, maybe movies next, who knows?
By the way, even though vinyl records are seeing a steady climb in popularity throughout the years, record pressing plants are still struggling to fulfill massive amounts of backlogged orders, so much so that if you're not an Adele or Ed Sheeran level of popularity, you would probably have to wait half a year or even more before you can get your hands on your vinyl record. This has been a big issue that we've covered on the show previously, and it's been affecting bands, musicians and singers all around the world. Now there's a London-based startup called Elastic Stage, calling itself the world's first on-demand vinyl manufacturer. The company's main goal is to help the industry meet the commercial demand for vinyl, and have just announced the close of a £3.5 million seed round. and they are currently working on developing their patent-pending technology that promises to fulfill orders quickly and, in their own words, shift away from outdated processes currently in use for the creation of vinyl records. This said technology aims to eliminate the old-fashioned way of pressing vinyl with a much more sustainable and ethical way of creating records. So basically, they're using a new machine, you know, with a lot of R&D into it, and they are developing a direct-to-customer business model as well, with a minimum order of just one, with incredibly short lead times, perfect for indie bands. It all sounds too good to be true for now, but it's definitely a problem that needs fixing for years. And this company currently has a target launch of Q4 this year, so we'll see.
It's very interesting, this new technology, to got to keep up with the demand, right? Yeah. The demand for vinyl is definitely rising, especially during the past couple of years. Coming up on the program, we're going to speak to R&B funk soul singer-songwriter Saint Kylo, who just dropped his debut single. But before that, we have some fresh new music.
Yeah, this one's from the brand new album of Coco Roco from Southeast London. The album is called Could We Be More. It's their second album, and here's a track from it. It's called Those Good Times, only here on The Pulse. Stay with us on BFM 89.9.